203 hostages being held in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Israel's military now says. President Biden says they're working on rescue plans. Tonight he'll address the nation at 8 o'clock Eastern time from the Oval Office, the day after going to Tel Aviv during the war with Hamas.
To reaffirm the U.S.'s commitment to Israel, plain and simple. Now, this trip that the president took also resulted in a deal with Egypt to allow for the Gaza border crossing to open to humanitarian aid.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. More than a million Palestinians have fled their homes. Nearly 3,500 have been killed in Israeli airstrikes aimed at Hamas terror targets.
And we're getting new numbers in today from the West Bank, where more than 60 Hamas operatives were arrested by Israeli security forces overnight. Remember, there are settlements, small communities just like this one in the West Bank. There are Hamas fighters there. And they're armed, they have ammunition and weapons.
That's Fox's Trey Yinks near the Gaza border. Now, the president, citing U.S. intelligence, says Tuesday's hospital bombing in Gaza that killed hundreds of civilians was caused by a terrorist rocket that misfired. Hamas says that's not true, blaming Israel, and that a big pro-Palestinian protest in Washington, Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib said the president has to wake up and not support Israel.
People think it's okay to bomb a hospital.
Republican Congressman Mike Lawler just told Fox what Tlaib said.
Shows what a disgusting person she is. She has no business serving in the House of Representatives.
Now, Lawler's among the 22 Republicans who did not vote for Jim Jordan for House Speaker yesterday. They may try another vote today, but Lawler says they have to unite as a party.
To pass our appropriations bills, to deal with aid to Israel, to deal with the crisis in Ukraine, to deal with our border. If we can't compromise within the conference, forget about the Democrats, within the conference, we're not going to be able to govern.
The House has been in limbo for more than 2 weeks after Speaker Kevin McCarthy was ousted. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
A U.S. Marine is behind bars in North Carolina, a suspect in the killing of another Marine at Camp Lejeune.
Base officials say the incident happened in a barracks room earlier in the evening. The Marine was taken into custody around 10:15 p.m. No details have been released as to how the service member died, but a statement called it a homicide.
That is Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In Riverside County, California, a sheriff's deputy was shot last night and needed surgery. It's said to be stable this morning. A suspect is in custody. 18 years after Natalie Holloway went missing in Aruba, Yoron Vandersloot finally admits he killed the Alabama teenager, hitting her with a cinder block on a beach, then dumping the body in the ocean.
The 36-year-old Long, the prime suspect, confessing and agreeing to plead guilty in a Birmingham federal court to extortion and wire fraud charges, sentenced to 20 years in prison.
I still miss her every day. It's been a very long and painful journey, but we finally got the answers we've been searching for all these years.
Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother. While Vandersloot is not charged for Holloway's killing, his latest sentence will run concurrently with a 28-year prison sentence he's been serving in Peru for the murder of another woman. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed after yesterday's sell-off in the baseball playoffs.
It is a fastball that he hammers to left center field. It is gone!
Jose Altuve helped power Houston past Texas 8-5 on FS1. That's the Rangers' first loss of the postseason. They still lead the Astros 2-1 in the American League Championship Series. In basketball, the Aces are the champs again. Las Vegas beat New York 70-69 in Game 4 of the WNBA Finals. That's the Aces' second straight WNBA championship. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Board of Education is ordering transition of all students out of three facilities owned by Menta. The order was issued after the facilities in Springfield, Centralia, and LaSalle began operating without state approval, all three operating as therapeutic day schools for students with significant social-emotional disabilities. Illinois providing tax relief for individuals and businesses affected by the conflict in the Middle East. Impacted taxpayers may request to waive penalties and interest with the Illinois Department of Revenue if they cannot file their return. Returns or make timely payments for income, withholding, sales, specialty, and excise taxes. Rockford native joining the Green Bay Packers, the team signing running back James Robinson to the practice squad. Robinson attended Rockford Lutheran High School, where he was an all-star football player. He was originally signed as an undrafted free agent out of Illinois State by the Jacksonville Jaguars back in 2020. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
And good morning. It is Thursday. This is the 19th of October. I think I said 17th yesterday, so whatever. Sorry about that. Here we are. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I'm Stevie J. The weather brought to you this morning by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's reminds you they're taking their patio play indoors, and what a great lounge with someone special to hear the jazz music and the $7 glass of house wine and special menu. 6 to 8 on Thursdays. Take note at First and St. Mary to visit Houlihan's.
Kind of a rainy-looking morning, Mr. Meteorologist Man Greg Soye. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. Yeah, a little damp around the edges, a little moisture on the pavement, and some of those overnight rains off to the east of us right now, running along the Wabash River towards Indy, down to Terre Haute, back up to around South Bend, maybe just a little southeast of about Rensselaer, Cedar Lake, and Lowell. But we do have a little rain just beginning to make its way into just west of the downtown, a couple of sprinkles, and you get out towards Ford and Iroquois counties, some rain there, kind of lined up on I-57 and west towards about the Illinois. So not that's really heavy or severe, just enough to kind of keep the pavement a little wet around here for the next few hours, and probably should be able to work and play through it, as in harvest operations at ground has been able to pick up and absorb the rains quite nicely here over the past couple of weeks with dryness and drought in mind. We'll get another window of opportunity for the said activities over the weekend, including football and parade activities and homecoming. A warmer spell of weather mid to late next week, and a wetter one beginning to show up as well. 63 the forecast high for the day today, with a couple of rounds of shower activity here for the early to mid morning, a break and maybe a stray rain shower this afternoon and through this evening, low down to 49 tomorrow. Maybe a couple sprinkles early to mid morning, then we're dry for the parade, partly sunny at 62. Kickoff temperature 64 on a Saturday with a bit of a northwest wind. Sun and clouds will be high, looking at highs near 60 for Sunday and Monday. Into the low to mid 70s we go the second half of next week, and it's a rainy weather pattern too, late Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Yes, a little fall weather, ladies and gentlemen, and it is already the 19th of October, Halloween, 12 days away. I gotta buy some Halloween candy. Hopefully I can buy nothing but banana Laffy Taffys. That's all I want. I can't find bags just exclusively because I can't believe everybody likes other flavors. But it's only 12 days away. All right, John Decker coming up at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to John Decker, great television's White House correspondent. We'll do that. Did you know Nathaniel Sun also coming up this hour? That'll be later. Illinois plays Wisconsin 2:30 on Saturday for a homecoming crowd that'll be a little energized following our upset win against Maryland. By the way, the point spread started at 4.5 for Wisconsin. A big shift down to 2.5, meaning America believes in Illinois and their chances against Wisconsin, who has a second-team quarterback. Brett Bielma's up today. We will have Coach Brett Bielma on after 8 this morning as well, as we'll talk about the game. We'll talk a little bit. I got a couple of questions from the Maryland game, but that was just one of those. I'm going to stand a little bit, watch a little of the game until we are out of it, and then I'm not going to watch. I'll keep track, that kind of thing. And it just didn't happen. All right, it's 7:09. Again, we're in kind of this rainy-looking forecast, according to meteorologist Greg Soye. We should deal and understand it's October. All right, so the latest from Israel, it's a mess. The ground incursion will start momentarily. We'll get John Decker at the bottom of the hour. I'll ask about the irresponsible journalism that emanated from Washington, from New York City, from the New York Times. I mean, my goodness, the New York Times ran 3 stories about how the bombing of the hospital was Israelis. I heard the tape of the of Hamas talking about how they made a mistake and the thing malfunctioned. I heard the tape. And it's just crazy. Lieutenant Commander Joe Cardinelli, one of the greatest American patriots I know. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm, if you needed vindication that we lost the media, and I don't know when the time was, but them running the story about the Israelis bombing the hospital in Gaza, that was a lie. It wasn't true. Yeah. It was a malfunctioning rocket from Hamas, and we heard the two guys talking back and forth about malfunction, and it hit our own people. And well, of course,
that was planned. There's no doubt about it. This is how they, and then you have the idiot in Congress, Tlaib, that goes out there and starts, you know, crying. Oh, they have to, you know, enough with her flying flags and everything. This country has gone awry.
Joe, how can we possibly deal with horrific events when you don't know the truth? I mean,
the thing is, she's not speaking as an American. All right. That's number one. She's not representing as an American. It's like she's just a proxy for the Palestinians, you know, and for Hamas. She's out there. She refuses to acknowledge it. So at what point do we hold her accountable and censor her? I mean, when are they going to do that? They're so afraid of these four individuals, the squad. Come on, give me a break with the squad. Ooh, the squad is in town.
And we're seeing demonstrations in Chicago and, New York and Palestinians. And yeah, there's probably a total of, I don't know, several thousand. But we have 330 million people in America, and the image is, everybody's for Palestine! So it's okay to say, gas the Jews? They said that in Sydney, Australia. Is that where we are? We can just kind of blast the Jews? Because, yeah, let's get them, because they're wrong, and we don't stand up for anybody else, so we might as well there is no common sense anymore, Joe. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Well, you know, this is what happens when you give a voice to people that should have no voice in America like this, all right? It's a hate crime, all right? If anybody, if you, myself, or anybody else said anything that was remotely close to anything that they've said, we'd be held accountable for it. But yet there's no accountability. They come here for our freedoms, and then they abuse our freedoms. Right in our face, they burn our flag, they step on our flag, they do everything to our flag, and they fly a flag that has no business being flown in Congress. Ridiculous. When are people going to wake up and say, this is our country, we need to defend it?
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen again, because all we're going to see are the people that protest, not the people that love America. So the image is and the feeling is that, you know, that we're falling apart, and I don't think that's accurate. But there are people that are more open to hate America than ever before, Joe. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
Yep. Oh. And that's the... Sorry, state of affairs here.
Joe Cardinelli, retired lieutenant commander, soon to be mayor of New York, I'm sure. Certainly, we would hope so.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, listen, there was a thing about car chases, police, and bad guys. Apparently, hundreds get hurt every year with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we to do with guys that know we can go rob something and speed away? We got to let them go?
Well, that's exactly what they're saying to do. So... here's the thing. It's been for years that, you know, like they changed it where if they were using deadly physical force as the vehicle in New York. In other words, I stole a car and I'm trying to hit you with the car. At one time, you were allowed to shoot at that car. That's been long gone in New York City. In some states, it still exists. If they're a fleeing felon, you could do this. So those are laws that have to change within each state, within each municipality. But when it comes to car chases, they shy away from them as much as they can. And because of the laws, like, let me use our famous idiot ADA in Manhattan, Bragg. Okay, so he's over there telling criminals, do what you want to do. I'm not going to prosecute. All right? He's already done it by his own means. So now these kids are out there stealing cars, and they take people on chases, police officers on chases, and they go, come on. They flip them the bird, come and chase me. And the cops know they can't, so they take off. They do donuts in front of the cops, and they take off. So that's the stage we've come to. Now, fast forward and change that to a robbery, all right? And now this person is shooting at the police and shooting outside the windows. You have to stop that threat, all right? Because if you don't, you're held accountable for not trying to stop them. So the public wants it both ways. And, like, the city council in New York City wants it only one way, their way. All right? You'll do the job the way we tell you.
Why can't we shoot the car with a marker that just tags it? And we got them. We just radio ahead and say it's going to this intersection, okay. Headed that way. We certainly could do that, couldn't we?
Yes, and they actually do have means where they can disable cars by messing up the electronics on it.
Okay.
All right, but I said to my friend the other day, I said, you know what's going to happen with that? It's going to be a Mercedes-Benz or something, and they're going to do it, and they're going to say, wait a minute, you just destroyed a $100,000 car,
right,
and my kid
right.
was only taking it for a joyride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, too bad. You just hit it on the head, though. Think about it. Hold the parents accountable for little Johnny or little Mary taking their cars for a ride, because, you know, girls are getting involved in this, too. Not as much as the boys, but hold them accountable for their actions. And yes, we get the plate number. We get little Johnny smiling away on a camera saying, I just took the cops on a chase. Hold mommy and daddy responsible. Seize the property. When they start seizing these cars, they can't take them for joyrides.
It's Joe Cardinale making too much sense. Where are you reachable, Lieutenant Commander?
JoeCardinale.com. You can get me on the website. It was down for a few days because of all going on. We've been very busy over here, but I'll be writing something today, probably about Tlaib. She's my target today.
You're the man. We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Joe. Always a pleasure.
You take care, all right? Stay safe.
Joe Cardinale, Lieutenant Commander, retired New York City Police. Let's check Sports Headlines 7:16.
Well, in baseball, Houston beat Texas 8-5 yesterday. They have a contest in the 7 o'clock hour tonight. Rangers still up 2-1 in that series. Philadelphia is 2-0 leading Arizona. That game is this afternoon. Always fun to watch the games at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. A reminder to join us tomorrow after 3. If you're interested in tickets, Illinois-Wisconsin at 2:30 and Illinois, Ottawa, Stevie,
yeah,
8 o'clock on
favorite.
Friday night. So, and they've got a fan bus. Stevie's handing over the tickets right now.
You've got them now.
So I'll have prizes in my pocket.
Well, we got 4 pretty good ones for Ottawa with a parking pass, but I know they're going to jump on the PS bus.
That's right.
But if you do want to drive, I do have a parking pass. So
pretty fun to see the team from Stevie J Broadcasting out there. Enjoy all the food and drink specials, Twisted Tea on board. Now, it's always great to watch NFL action, which is coming our way tonight.
Yeah.
Your New Orleans Saints are hosting Shad Khan's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
And Brother Johnny and Shad hanging
tonight. Yeah, Johnny will be in Shad's suite tonight in New Orleans. We'll ask him about it tomorrow on the program. But, yeah, no, that's a coin flip game. Jacksonville's really good. New Orleans at home is pretty good. That ought to be a pretty good, but you won't get it unless you got Amazon Prime.
Right.
You got to have Amazon Prime on this one. So.
One of those things.
Yeah.
So that we had with the Peacock and our Illini, and actually some things coming down the pipe with all that.
Yeah,
too.
ESPN Plus and Peacock have some early games for ESPN Plus. Then we got some pretty big time games with the Peacock. Big Ten in January, so
I see
$5.99 a month or something.
Okay, not too
bad.
But
you got to remember to cancel it after your games are done.
You know, I hear Lon Billy aching about all of that stuff too, and I am right in that zone the way he is talking about it too. Of course, homecoming festivities. A reminder about the parade tomorrow at 5:30 and the pep rally at 6:30, all around Grange Grove.
If you want an assessment on your copier or any color printing stuff you do at the office, you can call Greg Wolf. It's Watts Copy Systems. Another Greg came out in Maintenance Stars the other day. Did a great job.
Okay.
Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. We have a great Stever you'll like today. Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Ann vicinity. Weak weather system on the move over the next 24 hours or so. A little drabble of rain here and there. No big deal with fall field work harvested in mind. And just getting around, the system should be out of here by tomorrow morning, leaving us high and dry for homecoming weekend. Good looking weather for the parade as well as football Saturday. Kickoff temperatures there will be in the low to mid 60s. Slight cooling here over the back end of the weekend. A bigger, broader warm up and a wetter trend mid to late portions of next week. A couple of showers around this morning. And iffy and spotty this afternoon. Lots of dry hours at 63, southwest wind. Shower chance early and late night tonight down near 50. Tomorrow, a couple sprinkles in the morning, then partly sunny 62 on a northwest wind. Football Saturday, kickoff temperature about 64 with a northwesterly wind and a partly sunny sky. Highs near 60 for Sunday and Monday, 71 Tuesday in the lower 70s. And shower activity picks up for Wednesday, Thursday, and perhaps Friday of next week in some cooler weather as we get closer to the Halloween holiday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, Building business, growing wealth since 1868.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks today at an event hosted by the Economic Club of New York. He's expected to offer an update on the economy and the Fed's inflation fight. American Airlines just reported stronger than expected earnings, though its revenue number came in weaker than predicted. American Airlines shares are lower. AT&T is reporting an upbeat summer quarter and is raising its forecast for the year. The company added more than 500,000 customers, with a monthly bill in the period. Also picked up nearly 300,000 fiber subscribers. Walt Disney's ESPN business saw its profit decline 20% in recent months. Disney's breaking down the financials as it looks for a strategic partner. ESPN is dealing with cord cutting and high prices for sports programming. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Posola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Yeah, I so like the 2:30 kickoffs. The 11 is just too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, breakfast food at a tailgate, it's just not the same.
2:30 gives you plenty of time to go to CrossFit, get your workout in. Go change.
Yeah, that wasn't on my radar, but that is a good plan for you, Stevie J.
Thank you. I did CrossFit last night and absolutely had it handed to me. Just handed to me. When you work out sometimes, it's better than others. I was just, I said, if this was a basketball game, I just lost 92-38. Okay. Anyway, it's good to move your body, and however you move your body, good for you. But just move your body. Move your body.
Agreed.
All right, here's your Steve Ertz Jets pizza. What the heck? I just checked it to confirm. It's okay. all going at GoStever.com, and I dang near clipped it. I didn't. I almost clicked it.
Right.
Myself.
That's
really?
A great offer.
$50? I mean, you can get two really nice pizzas for like $55,
absolutely,
right?
And you could treat your office to lunch if they've been working hard and they just don't get anything for all their hard work. They're located over at Round Barn off Springfield and Mattis and off Neal and Green Street near Campus Town. And they always have that lunch special, too, where you can run in and run out, and it's under $10 to get a couple of slices. And
think about that. Under $10, you're going, well, that's all. No. Try doing lunch for $10 anymore.
That's right.
Can't do it.
And, you know, the rectangular pizzas with that crispy crunch. Ugh.
Well, you know, and they're a couple bucks more because they make their own sauce. They never bring in flash frozen cheese. It's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's so good. And when you're on to, if you've never had, I know you've had Jets, but if you haven't had Jets, you got to go get this.
Absolutely.
So GoStever.com, the program where I, Stevie J, happily hand you money to try wonderful places like Jet's Pizza.
I had the pleasure of doing some delivery work with Josh Medlin, and it is a fun side hustle. That would be great. You know, you always have cash in your pocket is something that Josh had mentioned, and the team just works together so well. If you're looking for to make a little money on the side, Jet's Pizza is recruiting too.
Oh, well, everybody's happy to see you. They might be yipping because it's late or something. But other than that, and then of course, how the tips work, because a lot of times it's done online.
That's right. Most of the stuff online.
Yeah, people like those cash tips, but you know, that's kind of how people rock.
Of course,
now
they're going to make it happen. That's how they navigate things at Jets these days.
Well, I just don't go to that work. Don't go to your job hungry. I would struggle.
Well,
if I'm hungry,
have such a huge discount.
Well, I know, but if you're hungry and delivering pizzas and then try and moosh it together and take one, you just can't take a piece.
Especially on the rectangle.
Yeah,
it's different with the circular.
You moosh them together a little bit. All right, GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and click me, I think it says. Anyway, Jets Pizza, $50. That's what I'm handing you. And you can go have pizza or wings or whatever you want to get at Jets. And that's a pretty easy one. Everybody always likes to try and get this guy. Everybody's on the Tavern's Towing phone line. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to Brett Bielema coming up after 8 this morning. Head football coach, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. And the fun it must be to be a head football coach in a Power 5 conference. You go to work at 9 in the morning, home by noon, you know, probably for the day. It's kind of their schedule. So, well, that's what I heard. I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious because I know they work from dawn to dusk and then past midnight. And that's kind of the football life. I don't know how Brett structures that. I'd kind of like to know because I know he does. He's a little more sensitive to family since he has one.
Yeah.
So he likes to see his girls too. I'm sure there are windows. When I say 6 a.m. to 1 a.m., it's not every day.
Yeah.
But there are days. And I know they're consumed because they're all in on trying to win football games. And it does matter. There's a lot of money involved. This is a big money in billion-dollar industry now. And so there's pressure on these guys. It doesn't take long. I think they were mad at Deion Sanders for losing a game they were leading 29-0 after all the stuff that has happened around Colorado football. There was grumbling.
And prime and all that.
Yeah, oh no, it's all happy when you win.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely horrible when you lose because you can't coach. You can't win the big one. Have you ever won a national championship? Yeah, he can't win the big one. Brad Underwood can't coach. He can't win in March. He can't coach.
I mean, fan is short for fanatic, and what? Sometimes we just need to take a breath.
He's the winningest coach in the Big Ten in 4 years. That's never happened here, to my knowledge. Maybe in 1918. I mean, it's been the winningest coach. It's hard to win Big Ten basketball games. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and how it works, if you were to study Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Self, and you look at the NCAA tournament, obviously, they've had big-time success, but they've had big-time losses, too. Is Matt Painter a horrible coach? He lost to a 16 seed last year in the first round with Zach Edey. I mean, it always happens. Now, listen, we're due for a little bit of a run. That's how it kind of works, but you got to get in there every year. But we've not been successful. And you say, well, that's just basketball's guard play. We don't have the guard. Well, maybe. But I think Illinois is due to get to that Sweet 16. Every game's a grind. Even the first games. Used to be easy first games if you're a top seed. It's a grind because everybody got better.
Right. I mean, Kansas, I know it was an added game for Maui Strong and all that on Sunday the 29th at 5. But
that was a week from Sunday, by the way.
They're like number one, aren't they?
Yep, ranked number one
and
coming
Marquette's
into the season.
In the top 10. I want to say they're
Marquette.
Number six.
Five? Six. Anyway, listen, everybody's pretty good, and so are we. Illinois picked in the top four out of 14 Big Ten teams. So anyway, it's game on.
Yes.
Friday night for the exhibition with Ottawa. Illinois football Saturday. All right, coming back with John Decker, journalist extraordinaire, who celebrated a birthday with Coach Ditka yesterday.
Yes, actually. 84 for Coach Ditka.
Mike Ditka turned 84. Both Johnny and I tried to call Diana, and it went right to voicemail, so we were unsuccessful. But we've called him a number of times on his birthday over the years. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how he is. Johnny talked to him a month or two ago and was doing pretty good. Actually talked to Coach. Coach used to be on with us every week for 20-plus years. All right, we're right back. ESPN 93.5, 7:30, the news, weather, and sports all coming up with John Decker and Did You Know with Nathaniel Sun.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's back from Israel and says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed with the need to help civilians in Gaza.
I got no pushback. Virtually none. Let me say it again. I got no pushback.
Gaza health officials say nearly 3,800 Palestinians have died in Israeli military strikes since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel. The Israeli military says Hamas has 203 hostages in Gaza. The House is scheduled to reconvene at noon Eastern, still with no House Speaker. Jim Jordan coming up short twice now of the votes to be elected Speaker. New Jersey Republican Jeff Van Drew on Fox Business.
What I'd like to see us do is support Jim Jordan. If for some reason Jim decides that he's not going to go forward, then we have to find somebody in caucus and we have to support that individual.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The governor is highlighting the importance of electric cars. He joined several local stakeholders in Chicago for the Electric Vehicle Policy Boot Camp hosted by the Electrification Coalition. The event was an opportunity for Illinois legislators, companies, and environmental organizations to convene to advance Illinois' commitment to fighting climate change with transitions to zero-emission vehicles. A man is facing gun and drug charges after being arrested near the University of Illinois campus. University police officer pulled over a car Monday night near Green and Wright Streets in Champaign. The driver, Shandon Hillsman, admitted to having recently smoked cannabis. He was arrested after officers searched the car. Macon County Health Department is holding a drive-through flu clinic next month. The events take place November 3rd. Annual flu vaccine is going to be given to those who are 18 to 64 years old. Those who are 65 years and older receiving the high-dose flu vaccine. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Let's check weather, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you their Work It Circuit is coming your way. In case you'd like to test out some of the Tuesday, Thursday aerobics classes, it's a blast. And there's so many great fall programs. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. A couple of bands of shower activity making their way across the Midwest. East Central Illinois included for the day today. Amounts will stay on the light side and may linger in sprinkle fashion into tomorrow. After that, good-looking weather ahead for Friday afternoon, the parade, and homecoming weekend across the area. Just a slight cool-down for the beginning part of early next week. After that, big warm-up slated, increasing south wind, and we may trend into a wetter mode as well the second half of next week. In the meantime, a couple of showers around at times as the day wears on today, both this morning and a little more scattered this afternoon. 63 the high and a southwest wind. Maybe a shower in spots early and late night tonight, too. Low down to 49. Maybe a sprinkle tomorrow morning, then partly sunny up to 62 on a northwest wind. Saturday kickoff at 64 with a partly sunny sky. Will cool to 59 on Sunday. Monday high 60, up to 71 on Tuesday. Increasing south wind. Showers are the forecast next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the lower 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, my next guest had a birthday yesterday, and if you're not familiar with Cameo, Cameo goes out and gets stars to record personal messages. The Sklar brothers are a comedic duo that are very funny, and Mr. Decker likes the Sklar brothers, and Caroline, his wife, got the Sklar brothers to do this.
Yo, what's up, John? Sklar brothers here, Randy and Jason, and it is so nice to see you again, brother. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Dude, you have the best birthday plan ahead of you. You're going to dinner with your lovely wife, Caroline, who brought us to you through this Cameo, and then you're heading to Vegas this weekend to see you too
at the Sphere. Dude, that thing is the
Bro. Oh.
It's just make sure you don't have vertigo. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. First of all, all, we got to talk about the Philadelphia Phillies.
Philadelphia Phillies are playing so good right now.
I want to go down to the Wawa on 5th and Locust and grab a water ice.
I love that Bryce Harper. And I, you know who my
Trey Turner deserves a standing ovation.
I've got the best name of any Philadelphia Philly player.
To say with the accent?
JT Realmuto.
We've gotten way off track from your birthday and the fact that you are a veteran White House correspondent.
Come on. How great would it be if we were the White House correspondents, like the main talent doing jokes for the
White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C.?
Make it happen, John.
You'd be green room material. We get you up there for a few jokes on stage. The good news is there's no jokes to be made about politics these days.
I mean, and it's not a touchy subject.
Not at all. All right, man. Happy birthday to you. Sending you the best. Thank you, Caroline, for getting us to you. Have the best time in Vegas with you.
Enjoy, bro.
And we're out.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker. John
yes, children Decker. Singing on combines. Yes. Now the theme.
Harvest Decker. Time.
John Great television's Decker. White House correspondent John Decker. I trust you had a wonderful birthday, my friend.
I did. That was a nice surprise present from my wife, Caroline, to get that cameo from the Sklars. And as they point out, as you know, Stevie, heading to Vegas to see you two at the Sphere. Can't wait for that. Nice. So really excited. It's going to be a great birthday week.
And now, so where are your seats is where I would ask there. So
They're pretty good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Figured.
We said, you know what, we're going there once in a lifetime for this kind of event. So they're pretty good. I'll send you a picture you can judge for yourself.
Well, I think you ought to just go on and say, I know Karine Jean-Pierre. Would you scoot over, please?
I don't know if that gets me moved up. Everybody
will back up. Yeah.
Okay, we begin with... really irresponsible reporting on the failed rocket from Hamas that hits the hospital parking lot. Or the Rashida Tlaib, I thought, very calm yesterday when she was talking about how Israel bombed a hospital. The New York Times, the gray lady, three stories on Israel bombs a hospital. John, why don't you do it, but why don't you have to verify stuff, right?
Yeah, you really do. And she's still out there making that claim, even after the leader of her party, the president of the United States, said definitively that U.S. intelligence has determined that that particular explosion at that hospital did not come from Israel. In fact, it came from Islamic Jihad, which is a terrorist group affiliated with Hamas in Gaza. So, you know, look, you just got to wait. Just wait. Wait until... you know, all of this is determined, and all you had to do in this particular instance was wait 12 hours instead of saying, according to Hamas, a terrorist group, what else are they going to say?
Yeah, right. No, and I heard the tape, which I'm sure gave up, you know, some of their intelligence and secret gathering, but
it did.
They had to prove, but are we into that now? You did this. No, I didn't. And then if you say, they massacred babies. No, they didn't. Israel did that. They didn't massacre babies. They did not massacre people. You're lying.
Right.
John, what do you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, what do you do with that? That's a very good question. You know, it's a difficult situation, you know, when you have to report the truth and be objective and, you know, leave your biases aside. You know, that's what I try to do every day. And, you know, for some... journalists, you know, they, you know, sometimes wear the mantle of activist, actually, you know, in reporting news. And that is not a good function of our society. Just report the news. Let, you know, the viewers, the listeners, the readers decide how they view the news. But just report the news. That's all people want.
Capitol, hundreds of pro-Palestinians in the Capitol. If it had been anything else, it would have been another insurrection. I mean, again, they interrupted hearings. They interrupted the flow of business. Not an hour in jail for any of them, I would bet on that. Nothing.
No, I don't think so. I don't know what the punishment is, but I think that's right. There's probably not much, if any, jail time. They're removed from wherever it is that they're protesting. And yesterday... those protesters that you're referring to occupied the rotunda in the Capitol. And in addition to that, the day before, they were right outside the White House interrupting. I mean, and they have the right to do that, by the way, but they were just outside the White House chanting, interrupting live shots that people were doing, including me. But you know, again, that's their right to be outside, you know, First Amendment right. It's when you go inside and you interrupt the hearing in that manner. You know, I think that there are better ways of protesting than doing that. It doesn't help your cause.
If you go in there and you are a pro-Trump person and do what they did in the rotunda, sitting in a circle, signs, screaming, yelling, interrupting hearings, it would be a decidedly different reporting, in my opinion.
I guess so. You know,
They're back. They're Proud Boys. Yeah. They're Nazis. They're back. They're back. Yeah. And they'd be breathless.
Yeah.
It's just what we have, and it's... It isn't any good for our republic. We have to have you. We have to have a free and unbiased press. We haven't for years. I know that. But John,
true.
It doesn't work. I'm too busy. I'm going to soccer. I've got this. I've got that. Yeah. I trust you guys. And it's really hard when I hear them screaming about Israel. And again, the New York, I don't know why I'm surprised. The New York Times, they're supposed to be, they didn't verify it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of news organizations that didn't do that.
Yeah,
I know. And that's unfortunate. You know, again, relying on a terrorist group for your reporting is not, to me, a good reliable source. I think that, you know, I'm saying the obvious here, but, you know, if you rely on Hamas, which carried out this horrific, brutal attack on civilians, over 1,300 Israelis, and you heard all of the horrific ways in which people were killed by this murderous group that went on this rampage. You know, that is not a good source to rely on for other aspects of your reporting. It just simply isn't. And, you know, fortunately, you know, technology is such that you can determine the source of that particular explosion at that hospital in Gaza, and within a matter of hours, it was determined that the cause or the origin was not Israel. And, you know, just wait, just be patient. And you can then report the news, and people can trust what they're hearing and reading and listening to.
On the Tabman's Towing phone line, John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Okay, so we don't have a Speaker of the House. This is looking so bad for the Republicans.
It is.
I don't know what Matt Gaetz was thinking. Okay, let's get rid of him. I can do this. He's out. And then what? What the crap was the?
Yeah.
What the heck was the?
What's
the plan?
What was the plan? Okay, you got rid of this guy, meaning Kevin McCarthy. Okay, what's your plan? Who do you want to replace him? Who's going to get 217? You know, and. To me, you know, when you hear the word chaos, when you hear the word dysfunction, those are not good words. You know, when you're going to be running for re-election with the idea that you want to keep control of the House of Representatives if you're a Republican. So, you know, Jim Jordan got fewer votes yesterday in round two. He's not going in the right direction. And for whatever reason, they want to have a third round today, when I think it's pretty apparent he's not going to get to 217. And to me, this is a wasted energy, wasted exercise. You know, they should just coalesce around somebody who can get to 217. I don't know who that person is. You know, Dennis Hastert, way back when he succeeded Newt Gingrich, he wasn't the first choice, but they, you know, chose someone who was anonymous to most Americans. And they figured this is the guy that can lead the House of Representatives, that can get 217. And that's what, you know, Republicans need to do right now, is to figure out who that person is. Coalesce around that person and get back to, you know, the business of the House of Representatives.
Well, they need to get out of their bubble, because the people that are
yeah.
they've got to do this. Is urgent. Plus, you're talking about making a, you know, Speaker of the House pro tem, temporary. I mean, he wasn't even elected to that. I mean, it was appointed McCarthy. That's, you can't have a speaker that the people. I am about fed up with the whole darn business of Congress. So.
Yeah, no, I think you and many others.
Yep.
So that's why, you know, I this is not a good look. It's not a good look, you know, here in the States. It's not a good look for others that, you know, point to America as a beacon of hope and liberty and democracy. You know, this has a bad look all around. And, you know, they need to get their act together and get back to the business of the people. You know, they can't even put a resolution on the floor, Stevie, which is something that would have happened within 24 hours after that attack on Israel. Just a resolution supporting the state of Israel. Can't even do that because you lack a House Speaker. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, and I lost more respect for Matt Gaetz when, after all this happened, I got like four fundraising. They're attacking me. I need money. You know, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it's not only him. And, you know, there are others that were part of that group.
No.
There's Nancy Mace, you know, who you know, was one of those people who said she wouldn't support Steve Scalise after, you know, welcoming him into her district, helping her raise money. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's a bad guy. And I could go figure that one out.
Nope. Hard to figure a lot out these days, John Decker. Okay. So on your docket, I mean, where do they send you? What, how do they decide what John Decker is going to cover? Cause I noticed the Air Force One, kind of impromptu presser that the president came out in his kind of blue pull up sweater. Anyway, he comes out and talks. I don't know if you saw that, any of that video, but there's John Kirby sent. Did you see John Kirby's eyes? He's going, oh, what am I have to cover? What am I have to say? Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. It's just, it's kind of, if you're on that staff, you just got to say, oh, please don't say anything. Because you'll get into that. And I'm telling you, the more I see President Biden, I mean, it's just, again, we're all headed north. We're all headed to that age. But my goodness, there's just so many pauses and you're not sure where he's going. And he's saying something and then says, now forget it. It'll take too long. And it's just, oh my gosh. Mm. It's just embarrassing, John. It's not any good. It's just, this is critical times for our country.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, tonight, a big address. You know, he's going to be making a big address from the Oval Office, 8 p.m., prime time. And he'll be just talking about why Ukraine, why Israel are in America's national security interests. And, you know, it's an important speech. This speech, you know, 2 weeks ago was planned, but it was, the sole focus of it was Ukraine. And now Israel is going to be also a focus of this speech, and that's because of that terrorist attack that happened 13 days ago. So I'll be watching that. I'll be tuning in. This, you know, comes after a very quick trip that the president made to Israel, as you point out. And, you know, the trip was not what the president planned. He had planned a side trip to Jordan to meet with the leaders of Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority. That was canceled, and we just went over why it was canceled. Is because they thought Israel was responsible for that explosion at that hospital.
I think you also have to question, what the heck? Egypt, Jordan, they're your Arab brothers and sisters. Why does everybody not want Palestinians to come to their country?
Yeah, well, that's right. So Egypt has shut down its border, and, you know, all that the international community was asking Egypt to do is temporarily let these Palestinians from Gaza temporarily into your country, you know, while this war plays itself out. And Egypt said no. Jordan has said no. Saudi Arabia has said no. And that's been, you know, it's not just now. It's you know, we're talking about over the course of decades that those countries simply just write a check and say, we don't want to deal with this problem. Here's a check. And of course, that check gets squandered because the check gets into the pockets of Hamas, which runs Gaza.
John Decker, White House correspondent, birthday boy, and headed to Las Vegas, where he'll be enjoying some of this YouTube music.
There you go.
The music won't be too darn loud, will it?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty loud. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
The visuals will be great, and the Sphere, this new complex built in Las Vegas, so it's relatively new, and U2 is inaugurating the sphere, so can't wait for that.
It's Bono, right?
Yeah.
You probably say, I want to say hi to my friend John Decker. How are you, John? Good to see you out there.
Hey, Stevie, did I, a long story, but did I ever tell you the day I spent with Bono? Actually, I spent two separate days with Bono.
Of course you did, Forrest Gump. You were with everybody, for crying out. Come on, man.
He's only like 5'6 or something, right?
Yeah, he's not that tall. Yeah.
I
spent a day with him here in Washington, D.C. He was meeting with members of Congress, and I pitched the story. I said, let me follow Bono around while he's meeting with members of Congress. And they go, we love that idea. And so I spent the whole day with Bono here in Washington, D.C.
So
very
he knows you, man. He knows you. He'll remember that.
Well, there's part two to the story. Part two to the story is a few weeks after I spent the day with Bono, here in Washington, I was with my family, and we were in the south of France, and he was at my hotel out at the pool. And there's no one out at the pool except Bono and his friends. Not you two, just Bono and his friends. And I approach him, and he's like, oh, no, a fan. And then I remind him, remember I was with you and Senator Frist a few weeks ago? And he's like, absolutely. And then I had Heineken's with Bono.
You gotta be kidding.
Really awesome.
Come on, man.
No, nice. I'm not kidding you.
I mean, it's just like this book of yours, we're approaching 1,000 pages with pictures,
it's
John.
True.
Man.
I love that idea.
Unbelievable. We need to get work on this thing. We need that $4 million advance. Uh-huh. Come on, man.
There you go.
Let's go.
No, I'm never going to get that, but thanks.
John Decker, great television's White House correspondent. Appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks so much, Stevie. Have a great day.
Happy
Thanks,
birthday.
Diane.
Happy
Talk to you next week.
Right.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
John Decker. John Decker. ESPN 93.5. All right, stand by. Nathaniel's son, did you know, coming up.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, always ready for you, especially online, as you search any kind of ways to make you feel better faster. The COVID vaccinations, the flu shots, and Carl is hiring. Learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Ham vicinity. Weak weather system on the move over the next 24 hours or so. A little drabble of rain here and there, no big deal, with fall field work harvested in mind. And just getting around, the system should be out of here by tomorrow morning, leaving its high drive for homecoming weekend. Good looking weather for the parade as well as football Saturday. Kickoff temperatures there will be in the low to mid 60s. Slight cooling here over the back end of the weekend, a bigger, broader warm up and a wetter trend mid to late portions of next week. A couple of showers around this morning, and iffy and spotty this afternoon. Lots of dry hours at 63, southwest wind. Shower chance early and late night tonight down near 50. Tomorrow, a couple sprinkles in the morning, then partly sunny 62 on a northwest wind. Football Saturday, kickoff temperature about 64 with a northwesterly wind and a partly sunny sky. Highs near 60 for Sunday and Monday, 71 Tuesday in the lower 70s, and shower activity picks up for Wednesday, Thursday, and perhaps Friday of next week in some cooler weather as we get closer to the Halloween holiday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, if you're anybody ever finds a whole bag of banana Laffy Taffys and just Laffy Taffys, let me know. Because I can't find, they always mix.
Usually in combination with the cherry and the lime and other things.
Who wants that?
I know, but that's kind of what Halloween's all about, Stevie. We have to weed through the
find
bounty
the one you like
and find what you love.
7:53 on Thursdays, we call my son and Nathaniel. Call him in Chicago, calling him Nathaniel's son, just for a reference who he is. Here he is again. Nathaniel's son in Chicago. Did you know? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Dad?
Good. How are you? I mean,
enjoying cool enough fall weather, certainly.
Well, Chicago, always active. How's little Tilly, your little Cocker Spaniel?
Well, she keeps me outside. That's one thing for sure. She hasn't surpassed the stage of puppyhood. I'm excited for that day. We're not there yet. But we are trucking along.
Yeah, she's a doll. And Allison, your wife, doing okay?
Yes, we're good. School year's in full swing.
Yeah, Allison's a teacher. Kindergarten?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Park Ridge Schools. All right, here we go, Nathaniel. What do you know?
What we've all watched unfold in the Middle East over the past week and a half, it seemed prudent for us to take a pause from talking about the local history and touch on one very small component that is hopefully illuminating to what is going on. Now, while the history of any nation as thousands of minutiae detail that can seem like a lot to follow, the particular history of Israel in the Middle East and the region of Palestine is especially complex. Now, the detail that we'll focus on this morning stems from a diplomatic agreement called the Abraham Accord. It was actually signed under the Trump administration in 2020. And what it was is it was an agreement between Israel and other Arab nations with a goal to ensure peace and promote trade and diverse religions and conversation. Now, what the Abraham Accords point to take us back to Genesis 16 in the Bible. Now, this is the story of Abraham, and it is believed that on a timeline, Abraham was born around 2100 BC. And for those of you who are familiar, Abraham was married to Sarah. And as many of us probably know, initially they did not have children. And in a culture that was especially agrarian and dependent on children to help survive, this was something that they noted. So Sarah gave her servant Hagar to Abraham, and Abraham had a child with her, and this child was Ishmael. Now, where this comes into modern day is Ishmael is actually the line of the faith of Islam. Now, many of us know that later, Abraham and Sarah did go on to have a son, a different son. Abraham was 99, and this was Isaac. Isaac had a son, Jacob, who was the father of Israel, and ultimately the line of Christianity. Now, Islam and Christianity, the two largest monotheistic religions, worship, which means worshiping only one God, both start with Abraham. And this is one layer of the conflict that has, the conflict that has gone on for hundreds of years in the Middle East, and what we are seeing playing out today is that these two religions, vastly different and a topic that is a big topic for discussion, both stem back to the same person.
Long time ago, 2100 BC, Abraham was born. That's 2100 years before Jesus. That's just a long, long 4,000 years ago then total, approximately 4,100 years. Yeah, it's amazing. Isaac and Ishmael, and it kind of all started there. Hagar was the wife of Ishmael, right?
Hagar was his mom and was Sarah's servant.
Yes, that's right.
And that's how they originally had children, because they couldn't have children.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know that they later did.
And, the conflict's been going on for, I guess you could say, thousands of years now. Mm-hmm. So it's just been hard, and it's especially difficult with all the things that have evolved through weaponry and things that can kill people. It's especially dangerous now because of the way we can kill a lot of people at once pretty quickly. So it's one that we better take to the prayer and pray to God that this doesn't explode into something far worse and engulf so many that aren't there yet. So... good information, Nathaniel-son. Good information.
All right.
We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Always a pleasure. Did you know? Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. That's Nathaniel-son in Chicago, ESPN 93.5. Yeah, this is something that it just didn't pop up. So, and it is complex. And you go here and they say, well, this is my territory. This is my territory. It would take a while to really deeply understand. And right now, The fight I think we have is especially important to know what's happening, who's doing what, because the way that these terrorists came in and killed people, just to give you an idea of what Hamas says, they said that we didn't target civilians. Well, we can determine that's a lie. We didn't target civilians when they're going into these little bunkers that every home in Israel has to have for the sirens that rockets
yeah,
incoming.
Right.
They have shot north of 6,500 rockets into Israel.
Man.
So they have zero respect for any, like, quote, rules of war. I mean, there's no rules. And Israel has to do everything perfectly, and there's going to be mistakes and accidents and things and collateral damage and all these other things. And you say, well, Palestine isn't Hamas. True, but they teach the Palestinian children to hate Jews, to kill Jews, to give up your life, to kill Jews.
Yeah.
That's not okay for any people to say that about any people. Who's deciding you don't have a right to exist? What are we talking about? You can't, and in this day and age of, you know, trying to be sensitive to everybody's needs, and we just clearly say, you know, you don't have a right to exist. We need to blow you all up. That's our goal in life. What is that? You can't take on that doctrine. Ladies and gentlemen, we break for the news, and then Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach, is coming up next.
When it comes to skincare, using the Cleanse Tone Moisturize System is a must. When you start seeing discoloration, fine lines, uneven texture, it's time to pull out the heavy hitters. Merle Norman's high-performance serums power up your skincare regimen with these super concentrated formulas that target specific concerns and boost all benefits for your current skincare. Targeted, powerful, proven. Find your perfect serum today at Merle Norman, 706 West Marketview Drive in Champaign.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis